101.9 POR, John, Joe, and Courtney all morning, 12 in a row all day. Lesson learned from this storm.
Mm-hmm.
Do not let a child take your generator to their home.
Oh, no.
30 miles away.
Oh, no.
No.
Prior to a big storm.
How did the generator make it out with your son? What?
So wow. Listen. We knew what was coming in the forecast, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't anything like what we ended up with.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
So Spencer moved out of the house. Our youngest son moved out about 2 months ago.
This mm-hmm. makes sense. I could tell his story probably, but I know where you're going.
Yeah.
His new place in the garage, it needs some electrical upgrades, so mm-hmm. his welder wasn't working properly.
Right.
So he wanted to borrow the generator to run his welder. He was doing some work on his truck.
Oh, see, then I don't know where the story's going.
Oh, okay.
I just figured it was going to be you were worried about him because of how much snow there was going to be up there.
Oh, no, it had nothing to do with the storm.
Okay.
Oh. So this was like 2 weeks before the storm.
Oh, wow. So it's been up there a while.
And then before the storm, mm-hmm. I was like,
did you think about it?
Maybe I should get the generator back.
Mm-hmm.
And we all discussed it, and we were all in agreement. Now, we're supposed to get like rain along the coast.
We won't
and, like,
lose power.
A dusting to 2 inches of snow, and then it's turning to rain. That's the forecast for like the entire coastal region.
Yeah, mm-hmm. no problem there.
And I'm supposed to have like 6 inches way inland, like at Joe's house,
mm-hmm.
which got 20.
Yeah.
A little different.
Everyone got pounded.
So
you didn't even think about it.
So I did, and I was like, don't worry about it. Don't mm-hmm. need it. Don't bring it back. I don't.
Well, no, meaning
we'll
like you
fine.
Didn't even like think
was
you were going to need it. Like,
what's not concerned.
We don't need a generator.
No.
I think you and a lot of people thought that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the storm got worse. And then the power went out.
When did you lose power?
Saturday night about 9:30, I think.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have the Jenny.
And we didn't have it.
Dude.
So
cold was, night, huh?
There was a chilly night.
Mm.
There was some board games involved,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Candles.
We got the Scrabble.
Now, when you
out.
Say board game, you need real board games, or you were just bored, so you were playing games?
No, Lori and I got
actual board
Lori
games.
Lori and I got out the Scrabble, and
yes.
we realized, like, I don't think that Lori and I, just the two of us, have done something like that since mm-hmm. before we had kids.
What?
My wife was worried about you last night.
Why?
Oh, no.
Yesterday. She said, I hope John and Lori are okay. It must be tough. I see them playing Scrabble online.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, it must be weird for them to, this is like the first time probably like without their kids around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now it's just them.
Uh-huh.
So she kind of felt like, because she's a mom. She knows.
It's yeah.
Someday that's going to come.
It's all adjustment.
So it's got to be weird.
It
right?
was.
Yeah.
It
it's got to be kind of strange.
Yeah.
Usually you'd have the kids all huddled around or whatever,
uh-huh.
and it's not that way.
But that's good you got time to have like
and
you and Lori time.
It
listen,
was fun.
And your kid's young and single. Did you like call him up on Saturday night at like 10 o'clock and
mm-hmm.
go, where's my generator?
Bring that over here, kid.
But, you know, the weather was pretty bad.
It was horrible.
It was
That's
not
true,
a time
yeah.
to get on the road.
So when did you get it back?
Sunday, late Sunday morning.
Oh,
okay.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
Cordy, did you have yours going the whole time? Your boyfriend got it fired up? Your father ready to go?
Mine was on when, did I get home with it on? No, it wasn't on when I got home. But that morning, I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Turn that thing on, baby.
Yeah, it does make me think of people that don't have the generators out there.
Oh, yeah.
We never did.
Just toughing through this storm and
mm-hmm.
just trying to get by. And some of them have families and kids or elderly relatives.
Yeah.
And it's got to be so hard.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
my heart goes out to a lot of people. And I also remember how frustrating it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you're just frustrated with everything, right?
You turn on the same light switch 5 times
yeah.
and you're like,
oh my God,
ah!
I just kept doing that.
Yes.
Also,
oh, it makes me so
it's
mad.
It's just muscle memory in your brain.
You can't flush a toilet
right.
if you don't have power.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, if you're on a well, you can't.
Yeah.
If you have city water, then you still have the water pressure and,
yeah.
and your toilets work fine. But when you have a well, because
mm-hmm.
you live out like we do,
mm-hmm. yep.
nope. There's no flushing of the
Grab
toilet.
Grab the buckets.
Yeah.
Not good.
But you can't because you have to have it filled up already.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no water.
Oh, if you don't have the Jenny. Yep. It's like a circle, like the chicken and the egg thing.
Oh, I can just pour some water in the tank. Wait, I don't have any water.
I don't have any water.
But I did. I thought
Damn.
About that in advance, and I grabbed a 5-gallon
yeah.
Home Depot pail, and
well,
I filled it with water.
And now I no longer make fun of all those people that are buying up all the water at Hanford.
No.
You know what I mean? Now I know why they're doing it.
Yep.
Half of them need it to flush the toilet, for God's sake.
Literally.
Can you imagine? You're dumping bottled water in to
no.
flush.
Yeah, just to
oh,
flush
my
your
God,
toilet.
What a horrible waste.
Literal money.
Oh, that's awful.